Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm glad to be with you this morning. Happy Sunday. Well, my friends, I've got an excellent show planned for you today. You'll want to stick with us for the entire hour. As always, if you miss any part of the show, you can pick us up on your favorite podcast app right there on your smartphone. Just type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find the show there. You can also find us on YouTube. Lifestyles Unlimited has its own YouTube channel, and you can always find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Well, let me ask you a question, my friends. If you'd started investing in real estate a few short years ago, where would you be today? How would your life changed in just a very short amount of time? I discuss real estate investing right here every Sunday morning. I tell my own story, but I often have guests on the show to tell their story, to share their path of real estate investing. And this morning, I've got a gentleman on the show who has accomplished quite a bit in just a very short amount of time. Very short amount of time. In fact, I met Lee when he purchased four of my single-family homes all in one deal, all at one time. And it was a very simple, literally start-to-finish 10-day process. I sold four of my single-family properties that enabled me to begin my path in apartment community passive investing. So I want Lee on the show today. Lee, welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Excellent, excellent. Lee, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I was born and raised here in Fort Worth, and went to Texas A&M, where I majored in business and met my wife. Yep. And we were married, and I went to work for one of the big five at the time consulting firms, and traveled full-time for a number of years. And in the meantime, I was a reserve officer in the Army and got my master's degree in finance. And then I was just a corporate guy, consulting for a while, and then went to work in corporate manufacturing and leadership and did the 401k thing and everything we're taught to do by the society.
Right. From a very early age, you followed a path that I think many of us out there can relate to. So Lee, corporate finance, Army officer, what prompted you to, I guess, swim against the grain, so to speak, and leave the 401k world and start looking at real estate investing?
Well, I had a lot of time on my hands in 07, 08 when I was in Iraq to do a lot of reading. And I discovered a book that I think a lot of us have kind of hung our hats on, the Rich Dad Poor Dad book.
Yeah,
and I just felt like there had to be a better way, and I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, and it was really eye opening. And then, to tell you the truth, when I got back from Iraq, I looked around for investment opportunities, and obviously real estate was one that was highlighted in that book. And I started actually listening to the Lifestyles radio show.
And this was 07, 08, or when you were back, I guess, what, 2010-ish?
Yeah, it was when I was back. It was probably a little later. And you know, to my embarrassment, I listened to the show for years and did just nothing about it. I thought everything I was hearing on the radio was just too good to be true. There's no way that, this guy was telling the truth. And it's like I said, to my embarrassment, I wish I would have acted even earlier.
Lee, I'm going to stop you right there, because you're talking to somebody right now that I was that guy. I was traveling corporately, and I had it on the podcast, and I would listen to literally 6 hours straight as I was traveling to the radio show, and I think I did that for at least 2 years before I finally had the stones to walk into a Lifestyles office. So, yeah, don't be embarrassed at all. There's a bunch of us out there, but very thankful that you made that move. I mean, looking at your portfolio, what you've accomplished since doing that is very impressive. So did you buy any real estate at all prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited?
No. I had never even, I guess I had purchased my own home. I guess at the time we had owned one home and then, you know, sold it and bought another personal residence by that time, but had never even thought about investing in real estate. Just because you hear all the stories that yeah. I'm sure everyone here has heard about, oh, you know, toilets breaking in the middle of the night and, you know, horrible landlords and things like that. And so I didn't even really know it was an option. But after investing, you know, doing the maxing out my 401k and seeing all that money, you know, being controlled by someone else, I thought there had to be some other investment opportunity that would provide a little more security.
Right. I don't know what it is about real estate, but people love, whenever someone says, oh, I'm thinking about getting a rental home or investing in real estate, for whatever reason, they'll walk 4 miles to come tell you some horrible story about real estate. They're fascinated with it. Oh, my brother tried it and he lost his shirt or whatever, but no one ever seems to tell you the horrible time when they woke up and the stock market adjusted 30-40% overnight and most of their net worth was gone. So
I agree. I think one reason for that is that it's something that we can all relate to, both the good and the bad of real estate. We all see it and we act in it. We own our own home. We work in a place where people own homes, but we don't deal with multinational corporation CEOs that make decisions. So it's a lot easier to tell somebody how to run their rental business than it is to tell a CEO how to run Microsoft.
Yeah, I think you're right, because real estate's so local to all of us. We're right here, we're ingrained in it, and we're not living in that Fortune 500 world where you see the mistakes at that level. So, Lee, when we come back, let's get into your portfolio, what you've done, and we'll talk about that. We'll be right back after a short break. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in the real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I'm happy to be with you this morning. I thank you for listening. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you have any questions, please give us a call, 855-497-4373. 855-475-3335. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to talk with you. Our number is 855-497-4335. Or as always, and I do respond to each email personally, askmike@luinc.com. Askmike@luinc.com. We have a guest on the show this morning, Lee, and I met Lee at Lifestyles Unlimited. Lee actually purchased, I was selling some of my portfolios, some of my single family homes, and we did a member to member transaction, and Lee purchased four of my properties all at one time in 10 days. And let me tell you, it was smooth. It was fantastic. It was facilitated by a Lifestyles Unlimited agent. I was ready to move into apartment communities, and Lee at that time needed some single family homes. So Lee, what's your portfolio as it sits today? What do you own real estate wise?
So currently we own as independent rental owners, meaning we don't solicit funds from outside the family.
I'm going to stop you right there. You're not a lead investor. You're an independent rental owner. So you own everything yourself.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
And we own 258 units in a town, a moderately sized town in Oklahoma.
Wow. And so no single family houses at all?
Well, no. It's funny. We liquidated that side of the portfolio just maybe in October or November. We sold all those houses that you sold to us, along with a couple others that we had, in order to use the tax benefits of the 1031 exchange to get into a property we closed on earlier this month.
Okay, outstanding. And that, I'm looking at your portfolio, that was your Fountain Lake? Is that the one you just purchased?
No, so we Fountain Lake and Hunter Hill, we purchased in 2019, and then, or 2018, I guess. And then in 2020, we purchased, at the end of 2020 in December, Oakwood West in the same town.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, let's go into that your first apartment community, Bainbrook that you purchased. Mm-hmm. And when was that?
That was in January of 2017 is when we closed, started the process probably in October or maybe even a little before of 2016. And that property was actually owned by a Lifestyles Unlimited lead, and the transaction was brokered by a Lifestyle broker, and they brought the deal. We had expressed interest in buying a smaller property ourselves. It was 20 units, and okay. They brought us the deal, and it was great, and we jumped on it.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you how you found it, because I know you live here in the Metroplex, and that's in Oklahoma. So you found it through you were looking for a small apartment complex, and that was you putting your foot in the water to go into multifamily.
Yeah, the first complex was actually in Howe, Texas. The 20 units in Howe, Texas, which is north of McKinney.
Okay,
and so it's you know what you would, I guess, a sub market. And I had done a couple of passive investments, well, one passive investment with a Lifestyles lead that worked out really, really well. And then that led us to, deciding to go ahead and try something on our own.
Okay, excellent. And what was the strategy of that property? Obviously, the member, there was still some value when they were getting out of it for their own reasons, I'm sure, to grow their portfolio. Was it a value, a yield, or did you have a strategy associated with that property?
Yeah, the lead that sold it to us was actually moving into a much larger property and has since moved on to quite a few deals. We really, because we are independent rental owners as opposed to leads in that sense, we really are buying for cash flow, and we're able to hold a lot longer because we don't necessarily have investors that are interested in getting their return back and using it elsewhere. So, the goal for us was to hold it for a while and learn the business. That I managed it myself, and it was really all about learning how to do this business.
Yeah, I saw that you did indeed self-manage that property. What are your major takeaways that you learned as being not only the owner, the property manager?
Oh, wow. I learned quite a bit about myself and what I'm good at in this particular business and what I'm not. I might be a little bit too soft to be a day-to-day manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I learned so much about the way the business works, the accounting. You know, one of the things that, you know, maybe this could have turned into a horrible story if I wouldn't have had the support of Lifestyles. The apartment complex actually caught on fire 17 days after we purchased.
Oh my gosh.
My father and mother and grandmother and I are all in the property, we're in the property together. And we just look back all the time on if we had not had the support of Lifestyles, it would have been terrible. It would have been one of those stories that you hear about, you know, somebody that bought real estate and it ruined them because I wouldn't have known what to do. But it was incredible just being able to pick up the phone and talk to our operations consultants and our mentors that as I was driving to the property, you know, right as the fire department was there, having one of the mentors walk me through what to do.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like to be a young owner of your first multifamily property and the phone rings and they say your apartment's on fire.
it was not a great moment.
No. So on one hand, yeah, your investment's on fire, but on the other hand, that's where people live.
Yeah.
And we as owners are very, very defensive of, we don't like to be called landlords. We are property owners. We care about people, and we truly, the way we move forward is best product, best price, and that includes taking care of people. I hope no one was hurt in the deal.
No, it wasn't. It was an electrical fire, and you know, our operations consultant at Lifestyles, that was the very first thing she told me when I called at 9 o'clock at night. She picked up her phone, just make sure everyone is secure, make sure everyone's safe, coordinate with the Red Cross, and we did, and everything was great. And you know, it ended up being such a wonderful. It sounds bad to say it, but it ended up giving all of those people brand new apartments and wonderful places to live with all upgraded finishes. And so it worked out really well for everyone.
You were able to build back better and provide a better place after all that. So the silver lining, you learned a lot, and then you improved the value. I see that the NOI after the fire was 26% better than before. So yeah, way to lean on mentors and education and pull the good out of the bad. So we'll be right back after a short break. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Happy Sunday. Happy to be with you this morning. My name's Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We have a guest on our show, Lee, and I asked a question in the first segment if you missed it, but my question to you, if you had started just a few short years ago investing in real estate, creating passive income and building wealth, where would you be today? The guest I have on our show started just a short amount of time and has amassed an impressive portfolio, I must say, and he's done it just by following what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited, real estate investing. Started with houses, moved into apartment communities. So, Lee, we were just talking in the break. You sold Bainbrook, and we were talking about who the original owners of Bainbrook were, and I want to share this with the listeners because it just reinforces what a tight-knit community we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. But the original leads on that property own a property in Waco that I'm invested in. That's I love the small world story.
It is, yeah. It's great. And like I said, the wonderful thing about having the community at Lifestyles is if I ran into a question I didn't know the answer to, well, I was going to see those leads at some function and I could ask them, and it was great.
Imagine a community of investors where typically in the real world, you sell an investment to somebody else and then you're done. You're, as the former owner, you don't care, but you're able to call and lean upon the former owners of this property. And then we were talking about the fact that you had a fire. You're a young investor, your first property, you have a fire. That'll fray a nerve, to say the least.
It did, but the Lifestyles community was great, and having the people there to lean on, and it was also nice to go have conversations with other leads, investors, and everybody had that situation and said, oh, you know, told me their stories and how it had worked out. So that was good.
That's a great story. So Bainbrook essentially is where you cut your teeth. Tell me about the returns on Bainbrook and then when you sold it and what you did.
Sure. Well, like I said, after the fire, we were able to use the insurance money to not only just bring it up to standard to where it had been originally, but really to do some nice things. We put in some granite countertops and all new cabinetry and all new flooring. And it was a really, really nice place for folks to live. And then we sold that property to another set of Lifestyles members. We had a good gain on it from our sale, and left some meat on the bone for those owners. And I was actually just speaking to them about, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and everything's going really well there. They've actually done some more improvements and it's an even nicer property than it was when I sold it.
So third generation, essentially, it went from one Lifestyles investor to yourself, and now it's to the third.
That's correct. Yeah, and who knows? Maybe I think they're about ready to trade up to something a little bigger too. So maybe there's a fourth generation in there soon.
I'm sure there will be. I mean, as long as the business is stabilized and it's cash flowing, who wouldn't want that? And speaking of that, the returns in real estate are so much greater than the stock market. You've got a stable, tangible asset that you can touch, feel, improve, and take care of. So why not continue to pass it along?
I agree. I think the difference to me between the 401k, the mutual funds, whatever the case may be, is you're sending your money up to someone who's going to manage it for you, and you don't know who they are or what they do or if they're smart. And I mean, at least when you're managing your own real estate, you have control, and I think that's what appeals to me.
Right. You're either in charge of your own ship, so to speak, or you're at the mercy of someone else's.
Exactly.
Yep. That's what attracted me to it. So you did a 1031 exchange on Bainbrook?
I did. And like I mentioned during the break, this Bainbrook was very much a test case for my parents and my grandmother, to see if this was a real option. I had already cashed out my 401k and gone, all four paws, so to speak, into real estate. Bainbrook was really all about, hey, is this thing real? Is it going to work for the family to build real wealth in the future? And we all decided it was. So, yeah, we 1031 that into another 108 units in Oklahoma.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot there. So, essentially, you went all in, cashed in your 401k. Did at that time, it sounds like your family was on board, but did they think you were crazy prior to that for even talking about that?
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far. My father and mother were small business owners for 50 plus years, so they understood that. I think maybe they had heard all the stories about toilets and tenants and things like that, and so they were a little bit hesitant, but they were supportive. They were very supportive, and I think they thought, well, if he's crazy, I guess we'll let him be crazy. So
I did the same thing, and everyone knows, we're all aware of the penalties. You're paying the penalty and you're paying the tax and you're taking a big hit. But when you're in this business and you're looking at the returns, it's a no-brainer. But it did take me a few years to come to that realization myself to go ahead and make that jump. But I definitely did, and I'm happy I did. And now it's my money, right? It's not somebody else's money.
That I think is the most important thing to me.
So I see your father is involved in your real estate investing as well right now on the portfolio.
Yeah, it's a family operation. My mother and father, my grandmother. It's funny. We joke about how at Bainbrook, when I was managing Bainbrook, my children, I have a son and a daughter, and they could both answer the phone and answer questions to potential residents. It was great. If I was unavailable, they could pick up the phone and tell them how much a one bedroom was renting for and what the pet deposit was. It was great.
Fantastic. So you 1031 exchanged and you went all the way up to Enid, Oklahoma. I guess you're proving the adage that Dale says all the time, live where you want, invest where you want.
That's exactly right. And we were attracted. This deal came to us. It was 150 units across two communities. And it was a California seller that hadn't visited the properties in 3 years, which is always, we love hearing that.
Yeah,
and it was brought to us by a broker that we had gotten to know through Lifestyles. It wasn't a Lifestyles deal, but it was just a great opportunity. And since we were in it for the long haul, we didn't feel like we needed to buy something like would be here in the Metroplex that would appreciate really quickly, so we could sell. We're in this to really develop that generational wealth.
Some of the advantages of being an independent rental owner is the fact that you're in it for the long haul and you're not having to appease essentially some partners.
Exactly.
Okay, so Enid, Oklahoma, how far away is that from where? That's at least, what, 2-3 hour drive?
No, it's more like five. It's a long way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a long way, but we found an incredible manager and they've just been wonderful. And we love them. We go up and visit every once in a while, but we're in constant communication, obviously, via phone and text. And actually, I have the management software that I have available to me, and that answers the majority of my questions. But no, that's what it takes is building that team. Just like David says in the 2-day, it's really all about the team.
And that's where your management experience from Bainbrook is really helping you. Now you're more working on your business, but you understand the nuts and bolts of how the business runs.
Exactly. That was really valuable experience.
Yeah, that was one of the best things you ever did, was self-managing that 20-unit property. So now that you can grow the portfolio and be more of an owner. We'll be right back, continue this conversation with Lee. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
We're talking to Lee, and I met Lee when he purchased 4 of my single-family homes. I was selling 4 houses all at one time. so that I can move immediately and begin investing in multifamily apartment communities passively. And so that sale gave me the means to do that. Lee at the time was 1031 exchanging, so he needed to get into some real estate because when you look at the particulars of a 1031, you're exchanging, right? You're exchanging from one property to many properties, for instance, in this case. So, Lee, you've done an incredible amount in such a short time. I'm impressed. I think you've just done a great job. But let's change gears just a sec. And I know you're the IRO. We talked about that, independent rental owner. But you're also in some passive deals. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so that started out. My very first deal was a passive deal. And I wanted to experience that so that I could not only understand a little bit more about the business, the actual operation, but also I wanted to understand what it looked like from an investor's point of view, and just got in a great deal that just turned out so well that it really kind of catapulted me, you know, when it sold. I think we owned that property for maybe 2.5 years with a great lead, and it catapulted all the rest of everything we've been able to do. So I think being a passive is great.
That was the one in Irving, correct?
It was, yeah.
I'm very familiar with that property and the leads. The leads are definitely exceptional. So any thoughts on continuing the passive, or are you focusing on continuing on the independent rental owner side?
Yeah, we're focusing on the IRO side. I think something that stuck with me during the 2 day that was, you know, so great that David said was you have to decide whether you want to own 10% of 100 units or 100% of 10 units. And that's one of the decisions you have to make. And I think we made the decision that we'd prefer to own smaller communities, but own and be able to control 100% of those smaller communities.
I got you. Yeah, Dale will say that the ultimate goal as a real estate investor is to reach that IRO side, to get to a point to where you have 40, 50, 60, couple hundred units that you're 100% owner. You were able to do that in a short amount of time, but as I continue to look at your portfolio, you've literally just kind of tried everything. You're even a key principal on a couple of properties.
Yeah, we when you get into it, I've always felt like if you're going to do something, you might as well do it right. So I want to be able to give everyone that, you know, my parents, my family, and those that we've talked to through Lifestyles. I've had lots of conversations recently with individuals who have recently joined Lifestyles, and I want to be able to say I understand what you're working on.
Well, you can absolutely say that. You're a KP, you're in passive deals, you've owned single family houses, which you don't own anymore. And you're now the independent rental owner of 3 properties, is that correct?
It's 3 now, yes.
3. And 2 of those properties, are you managing both of those as one property? Are you running it as one, or what's that look like?
Yeah, that's correct. The first 2 are managed as one, and we bought those from a single owner.
Okay, gotcha. How far away is the 3rd property from the other 2? It's in the same town, you said?
It is. It's just a stone's throw, but it's large enough that it handles, it's able to handle a full-time manager and a couple of on-site maintenance folks. So, but it's great because they work together. Both the leasing offices can work together.
I got you. So you've got a bit of economy of scale, so to speak, on those properties.
Exactly. Yes.
So what's next? Are you continuing to look in the same city or going outside of the city, or what's the plan moving forward?
Well, I think right now we're going to have to take a little bit of a breath and you know, we got to make sure that we're stabilized and everything's the way we want it.
Yeah.
We're actually thinking about, we probably won't buy again in that same city, but we really do like our manager, and we really do like the Oklahoma market.
Okay. Speaking of managers, so you've hired outside management, or do you own the management company that's running those properties?
No, it's third-party management. We decided that we felt more comfortable just relying on someone else.
Gotcha. And you had mentioned it earlier in the show, but just to maybe reiterate, you're more interested in the cash flow than the value play. Is that what you were saying?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. We're not doing really heavy, you know, remodeling or anything like that.
Okay. So taking your knowledge of what you know, if you were a new investor or to talk to the new investors, how important is strategy when you're putting together your plan to invest in real estate?
Oh, I think it's, I mean, like I said, I'm a finance guy, so I sat down immediately after coming back from the 2-day, and I put together a 5-year plan, and we've been marching into that 5-year plan for a long time. I think it's something that is really important as an investor to understand where you're going to feel the most comfortable, what your end goal is. You know, do you want to be working in the business every day? Do you want to just walk out your mailbox and have a check and go to an annual meeting or a quarterly meeting? I think those are questions you have to answer, but you got to get educated before you even know the right questions to ask.
Yeah, very important. And you've done well. You've, as far as somebody definitely embracing what we're teaching, you've embraced the principles and excelled. So retirement's probably not even a good word, Lee. I just know you're a busy guy and you're enjoying what you're doing, but tell me about how your thoughts on financial freedom, say, are different today than when you were an Army officer.
Yeah, well, the flexibility has just been incredible, and the options it's given us, and especially this last year. My wife is a high school teacher. I have one son in high school and a daughter in middle school, and so, you know, with the cancellation of classes and all the madness that's been going on, the ability to be around, to, you know, help with the kids, help drive, help pick up, whatever the case may be, has just been incredible. And it's, lifestyles really set me up to be in a great place to be able to do all those things that are really important.
This last property that you purchased, Fountain Lake, you just did that within recently here?
Yeah, Oakwood West is the latest one, and we closed on it in December of 2020, yeah.
December of 2020. So, yeah. COVID be damned, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when we first started looking at it, when we went to go meet with the broker, everybody was shut down, and we kept our distance. But, yeah, it was a great property, and since it was continuing to perform well, the economy there was not as heavily impacted, and so it looked like a really good deal, and we had it on our 5-year plan to get into something, and that's what we did.
Kind of makes me think of a fallacy that's going around right now with some of the eviction moratoriums and that sort of thing. We have people that don't know anything about investing in real estate, and they always like to throw the rock at you and say, how can you invest in real estate when no one's paying the rent? So you're telling me that people are indeed paying the rent at your apartment communities.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think it goes back to the whole, all real estate is local. I just don't think we've seen the impact in a lot of cases that they're seeing in the coastal cities.
Right. Well, if you have best product, best price, people want to live there. People are still employed. People don't want to move. And so a lot of these, is it happening in some areas? Yes. But people, again, they'll crawl on their knees 4 miles to tell you some bad story about real estate to give you their 2 cents, and they've never owned a bit of real estate in their life.
That's right. That's right.
So, Lee, what advice would you have for anyone listening right now that hasn't begun investing in real estate?
Well, I would definitely say don't do what I did and like what you did and listen for another 2 years and then not do anything. That's for sure. I would definitely get educated, and lifestyles, I think, is what I chose. I'm sure that there are ways to read a million books and go out and talk to a million people and probably learn what Dell learned and has now passed on to us. But it sure is a heck of a lot easier to just go take the class. And I think without that, we would have quit a long time ago. When it got hard, we wouldn't have known what to do. And yeah, I tell quite a few people all the time that real estate investing is not difficult at all. It's very complicated.
The real estate's easy. The people are difficult.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing. Yeah, people are difficult. That's right. But and that's why you got to have these great teams and people around you that do this stuff for a living, that, you know, help you get the loans and help you get the management and things like that. But none of it is difficult. It's just all very complicated.
Wonderful. Well, Lee, thanks again so much. You've done a great job. And for you listening out there, start investing today. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.